If you'd like to check out these live streams while they're happening, check out 242 Reads in the show notes. They go live every Friday at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Now, on with the replay. Welcome to Streamin' Terror. Welcome, Sydney, Kimberly, and September Dragon Audio. Thank you, everyone, for joining us this evening. Real quick, I actually kind of have some updates for Kimberly. I decided to add something that she's going to like in my normal horror videos, like the fictional stories. I've decided to add the Rules Horror, at least one of those stories. I'm going to try to put them in every single video going in the future. I don't know how well that's going to be, but it's going to be one of the stories now. Because I actually really enjoy them as well, and I kind of sort of forgot about them, and then I got reminded, so I'm adding them back in. So, thought I'd give her a little good info, so I'm happy she's here so I can tell her that, because I know how much she loves them. I forgot to do something like I always do. So, they're rules, and they're specifically, like, horror rules. So, it's like, welcome to the house. Here's rules to get through everything. So, like, those kind of stories. I've done them before in the way in the past. But, so, yeah, I think my mouse failed me. Hold on a second. You're welcome, Kimberly. Hello, Duchess of Darkness. Welcome. And, yeah, so I haven't quite made the video yet, but I've recorded all the stories, so it's gonna be fictional this week. I'm probably going to be doing once a week again. I might throw the odd extra in. So going forward with my channel, I've decided that my sleep videos, which are the ones with the like nature sounds in the background, are going to be twice a month. So they're going to be, one will be day stories and one will be night stories. And then I'm going to bring the two-sentence horror stories over as well and make them a long-form video, but that's going to be only once a month. Which, if I'm doing my math right, that means I'm only doing only 1 week a month where I'm not doing two videos. Well, two long-form videos. If my math works. I'm not good with math. But yeah. Just, I've been thinking and trying to, like, make my channel just better suited, trying to give you guys as much content as I can, but not overstretching myself at the same time. So just gotta be picky on what I can do. There's only so many days and so much time that I can do things. So and just trying to, and I might think of something to throw in. If I literally only have one day where I don't have something, I might 1 week, but if that's the case, that's the case, which is not gonna be a big deal. You guys get these coffee streams too. They're technically content. A bunch of other stuff. So. Yes. I got paranormal is winning. Yes. My guest. I did have a guest originally signed up today, but she's not feeling well. It was going to be Lace Bukaria, but she's not 100% today. So we're going to rebook and she'll be on another day when she's feeling better. But next week I have Scream Labs. She doesn't really narrate anymore. She mostly just like horror games and stuff, playing them. But she's really fun and stuff, so I'm gonna have her on again. And then I think after that stream, I go on to Back to Ashes' stream. So it's me back to back streaming that day. But that's next week, not today. So. Alright, so, it seems that paranormal has won, so I'm gonna go find you guys a paranormal story real quick. Sorry, I'm just a little tired today. I'll wake up shortly. I drank some coffee, or not coffee, some pop to wake myself up, so. Just one sec. I just saw something. Yes, one moment. I gotta check this. Tippy tap tap. Jeez. There it is. You go over there, please. Streamlabs, thank you. Thank you for reminding people about stuff that I told you to remind them about. I'm trying to just find something that kind of. This one sounds good. Okay. I think I might get a new home or new house. For background info, I'm 13 when this happened. This happened 4 years ago. My grandfather died at 90 when I was 10. I was in love with paranormal at the time and always find a way to prank someone, so. That particular day, I thought to prank my oldest brother. I'll call him Baka. He didn't believe in the paranormal and he found it stupid and childish. So I told my other brother, okay. I'm gonna call him number one. The older brother's gonna be number one and the younger brother and the other brother's gonna be number two. To make a plan, and we decided to go out and play near where we burned our grandpa and just scare him off, and he'll come out of his damn room. As we were discussing a plan, I noticed a scratch mark on my brother's face. I didn't notice it when we came out, and when I asked him about it, he didn't recall scratching himself or anything. And that's when I saw a black figure moving past me, and I was so freaking scared. But I brushed it off, thinking my mind was playing tricks with me. I saw a footprint right where I saw it and looked around to find any more footprints, but I didn't. And I was not feeling the vibe, which usually doesn't happen. So I decided to go inside without doing the prank. Right that second, I felt a hand pull my leg. It was definitely not my brother since he was walking in front of me, and I was so freaked out that I froze and I couldn't move at all for a minute. I couldn't hear anything at all, and when I came back to reality, I ran inside and locked my friggin' door so fast. I experienced the same shit today at my grandfather's death anniversary. Oof. Perfect. Hit that like button so hard it bleeds for mercy. I don't remember why what made me think of hit that like button so I make sure it feels it. I think it was weird and no one else really says it to my knowledge, so I was trying to get like say things that were a little bit unique for my own channel. Sorry if you guys are hearing like plastic. I'm trying to get a lozenge out. I am doing it away from the mic, but this mic's good, so. There we go. Also couldn't mute my mic, but I don't think of that when I'm the only one on the stream. I try not to mute it. So you know guys, I'm still here. All right, that wasn't a bad one. Okay, this one. Okay, so this one says not safe for work. graphic content. I'm literally reading it while I'm talking to you, but if I go into something I think I can't say, I'll skip it. I got smacked while lying in bed. I was trying to sleep in my dorm, but couldn't. Then I felt movement from under me, so I distinctly I thought it was my pet snake. I put the flashlight on and saw that she was in her... I put my flash on and saw she was in her tank. I lay back down and closed my eyes, still fully awake, but uneasy. Mind you, because I've been asking about this, I was I was completely sober, no weed, alcohol, nothing like that. Then my door that was completely shut opened on its own. I have three roommates, but one was at her boyfriend's, and I heard the other two talking faintly and far away in the living room. After a few seconds, some kind of force smacked me in my left eye, and I see a flash of white. I get up, arms in the air, ready to start swinging, and the door instantly closes. It doesn't slam, but definitely closes. I turn on the flash, and nobody's in my room. I get up immediately and open the door and hear my roommates again from the back of the apartment in the living room, maybe 15 steps away. I didn't hear running, walking, breaking, nothing. I asked them if someone came in my room and smacked me, and they both said no. I explained what happened, and they both said they heard the door open and close, but neither went in my room. I believe they didn't touch me because, one, I didn't see or hear anyone come in, and immediately my room was a mess, so in the dark, I would have heard them step on things or two before getting to the bed. And two, it's completely out of character for them. We're friends, but roommates nonetheless, and won't go into each other's room if the door is closed. And we especially don't hit or smack each other, nor was I or anyone in a fight slash bad place with each other. I'm freaked out. I won't lie. Does anyone have a rational explanation for this? You got smacked by a goose, ma'am. Oh, I'm so sorry to hear that, Kimberly. I get the whole I'm now hot, now I'm now cold thing, Cindy, as well. Okay. So, I'll grab a glitch. And then I'm going to, because... Yeah, it's definitely true stories that are winning. I'm going to go also for a new subreddit that I found. It's a mix of a bunch of different kinds of true stories, so... It won't have glitch and matrix in that subreddit, but it has, like, everything else, so. I completely forgot about the sub until recently. I have a terribly great memory. I can remember some things so good, and some things I completely forget. Let me see if I can find something. Let's go with this one. This one sounds interesting. Glitch at the gym. I've heard people jokingly comment it might be a glitch in the Matrix. I always thought it was a reference from the Matrix movie, which, side note from me narrating it, I did too until I learned about the sub. Until a few weeks ago when one happened to me. I hope I can explain this clearly because it involves some back and forth between a couple of lockers at my gym. It's a little confusing. There's a bank of small square lockers near the front door that can be used for jackets or purses instead of going to the locker room and locking everything in the full-size locker. It's convenient, so when it's cold out, I occasionally use it for my jacket and car keys. You set your own 4-digit combination, so you don't need to bring your own lock. There have been a few times when I locked myself up, forgot which one I was using. It's a little embarrassing because then you have to go get someone who works there that has a key to help you figure out which where your stuff is. On the day this happened, I told myself that I wasn't going to forget my locker I used, so I picked the one on the very top right corner. Let's call this number 6. It was locked, so I decided to use the one directly below it. Let's call this one 12. I put my jacket and keys in 12, locked it up, and went to work out. After my workout, I came back, but my combination in 12 opened the door, and what the fuck? Someone else's stuff was in that locker that I had just locked it with my own combination. It was a pink hoodie. I had worn a black fleece jacket, and of course, my keys were not in there either. I thought, okay, there's a slim chance that someone else has chosen the same exact combination that I had chosen that day. Maybe I really did get number 6 and my stuff is in there and I'm losing it. I just don't know. So I tried using my combination and I couldn't open it. Baffled, I went and got someone from the front desk and told them what happened. She couldn't explain how someone else's stuff got in my locker number 12 that I had just unlocked with the combination. She looked at me like I was a weirdo and said that I would try and unlock the other one around. Sorry, let me try that again. And she said she would try and unlock the other ones around it to help me find my stuff. I told her to try number 6 because that's the one I was going to use originally. But I wasn't able to open it with my combination. She used the key to open it, and there was my jacket and my keys. I can usually come up with some kind of logical explanation, even if it's far, fetched. When weird things happen. I'm actually completely stumped on this one. That is weird. That's really bizarre. That was a weird story. Sorry. I'm just thinking of whenever I barely ever go to the gym, but back when I was a kid and would swim all the time, I would always pick the same locker. And if that locker was taken, I would pick one close by. But that was how I always remembered it. It's just how I'd always do it because I'd be like her and completely forget. Because I'm very, very forgetful. Okay, let's go with this one next. Let's find a random true story with an interesting title. We'll not know the theme until we read the story. Since I can see you guys, I'll lean into it, and then I'll do another paranormal. It's just not as popular as a lot. Oh! I'll pick another one from here, because this one's definitely paranormal. Seeing a ghost or something in a church. Hello, I'm here to tell my story. So basically it goes like this. I'm in the fifth grade and my mom wanted me to make some friends, so she made me go to an after school church program. Nothing wrong with that after a couple times going there. I remember this one time me and a few other kids my age were playing hide and go seek in the dark, and I was the only seeker, and I'm looking around for people. I end up going through a dark hallway with a door to my left. They have not used any periods or pot or anyway. The to the right a turn while I'm walking when I stop and see a little girl in a white dress with black hair, kind of like in the movies, walking into the room real slow. I sit there for a second and think that I'm hallucinating. So I slowly go forward and look into the room, and guess what? There's nothing there. I was scared to tell anyone what I saw, but to answer your question, no, it wasn't anyone playing hide-and-go-seek. Nobody believes me today, and I don't go to church or live in that town anymore. Anyone had a similar experience? Sorry, that was a... smart girl. Okay, let's go with this one. This one better written. Ooh, Cindy had steak and broccoli for dinner. Yummy. I had hot dog. I had a hamburger. It was a mushroom hamburger with these mac and cheese wedges. And truth be told, I wish I had only bought the mac and cheese wedges because they were amazing. The burger, not so much. I think it was a lettuce on that burger I didn't like, but just I saw the wedges and I was like, I want those wedges. Okay. The little boy on the gravestone. During my childhood, my mother and I used to ride our bicycle past an old cemetery near where we lived in the woods. One day, when we were riding past it, I noticed a little boy sitting on a gravestone. His figure was translucent, but his grin was bright and kind. With an unearthly sparkle in his eye, he waved at me. I waved back, grinning and expecting an unexpected feeling of warmth. Curiously, my mom asked, "Who are you waving at?" "The boy," I replied, pointing towards the cemetery where the child had been sitting just moments before. "Sorry." "What boy?" My mom's voice trembled as she spoke, her gaze flickering towards the empty space where the boy had vanished without a trace. "There was a little boy sitting on the gravestone," I insisted, confusion gnawing up the insides and searching for any sign of a mysterious child. But the cemetery remained silent, and the only sound being the rustling of the leaves on the gentle breeze. "There's no one there," she said, her voice hollow with disbelief. We both shrugged it off, turned around, and rode back home. That was the only time I saw that little boy, but his memory still remains vivid in my mind, even to this day. Yes, burgers and fries. My husband got a poutine, which is, I'm pretty sure everyone here knows what poutine is, but it's fries, gravy, and either mozzarella cheese or cheese curds. Traditionally, it should be cheese curds, but some places do mozzarella instead. Just because people like it better than cheese curds. All right, next story. Who or what waved for my mother's flat? You might not believe what happened to me yesterday. It still plays in my mind. I can't make sense of it. I visit mom every single month since I live abroad. I live in Paris and she lives in Belgium. I said that weird. Belgium. We have this cheesy tradition where she waves at me from her window every time I head out, and even for a couple of hours. We've been doing this for 17 years since she moved there and I was 14. However, the last visit took a strange turn. As usual, after saying goodbye, I waved to the bus stop. I walked to the bus stop. There's a path from her street leading to that bus shelter. Turned around for that familiar wave, I saw her at the window. She smiled, waved, and I could see her smiling. She held the curtain with one hand and waved with the other. I waved back and she smiled and waved again. Our usual little moment. But then she texted me. She said she hadn't seen me leave on the street and was wondering if I had reached the bus stop. She told me she went to the window to say goodbye, but I was already gone. I'm certain of what I saw, but there was no way anyone else was in her apartment. My mom lives alone and never entertains. Also, I was in the flat like 2 minutes before, and it was just her and I. Her place is on the third floor. And while details are hard to catch from the ground, the gesture and the smile are very unmistakable. My mama says she wasn't at the window when I was out and definitely didn't wave at me, and I believe her. It's also worth noting that what prevented her from going to the window to check on me was that she heard me speaking with a neighbor in the staircase, and so she opened the door to remind me that the bus schedule was only a couple minutes later. There was no one in the staircase, and I didn't meet any neighbors while I was going out. I've encountered a fair share of unexplainable, but this one has me deeply curious. There's no logical explanation for someone else being in her apartment or entering unnoticed, so what did I see? Is there an explanation? I was feeling great yesterday. I didn't drink or take anything either. I'm looking to you, Reddit. I need your theories, insight, or if you've had similar experiences. What do you think was happening at my mom's window? That is weird. Do I want some popcorn? Yes, I do. That is fair. I would give you like the one piece of popcorn that's on my ground that randomly appeared because I think my cat pushed it under my door. Ooh, had some cold Taco Bell. Cold Taco Bell, not bad. Not the greatest, but I've eaten worse. Who doesn't have pot buttered popcorn? It's just sadness. The butter is what makes the popcorn taste so good. If you don't have butter where you live it, are you really living? Are you even living if you ain't getting butter? Scariest experience of my life. When I first moved in my na into my neighborhood in 2020, I used to keep the window open. At this point, it was September. Sorry. At this point, it was September. Hey, look, September. It was you. And the weather was perfect. I was in the kitchen, just sitting down to eat, when I felt eyes on me. I looked behind me and didn't see anyone there, so I returned back to eat, but I still felt uncomfortable. So I went to shut the window, and I was shocked when I saw a much older man, probably in his mid-60s, early 70s, looking into my house. For context, I was a 20-year-old female who lived on her own for the very first time. When asking other neighbors about who he was, I was terrified to find out he had been a problem for many years and that he was the main suspect in an unsolved murder. To this day, I usually have my shades closed. The man in question still lives in said neighborhood. Thankfully, I have really good neighbors who make sure that I'm okay. Creep. Oh, right. Spook. Maybe, Kim, the popcorn has a way of seeping into one's clothes. Maybe it'll make him less smelly. Or at least cover it up. Just rub it all over him. Just take kernels with the butter, and then he'll be, you know, shirt greasy to go with the rest of them. Well, yeah, sometimes, Sydney, a body is better than no body with some companies. That's how people who don't smell the greatest can stay employed. Don't sleep in the forest. Old story that happened to a friend. Hello, I posted a story about an encounter our friend and I had in another sub that remind me about this story. My friend, but mostly myself, experienced quite some weird stuff, so if anyone has interest, I might post some other stories as well. My friend was around 12 when this happened. She traveled to the countryside of the UK with her mother, her sister, and the person who took him in his place. A family friend, his mother's boyfriend. It's not important who he is, but there's a man. So, some random guy. They got in the small house, and it was a... They got into a small house, or it was a camping car. All that matters is that they were sleeping in the same room, and it has windows near the bed. My friend suddenly wakes up in the middle of the night to the light turning on, her blouse unbuttoned, and the sheets were falling off the bed. Moreover, she saw the silhouette near the window that then heard the crunching of leaves. She looked over, but the guy who was hosting was still fast asleep. She asked her family as they slept in the same room, and it wasn't a big one. No one pulled a prank on her, no one heard or saw anything. Everyone was too tired from the trip to bother doing anything like that, and her sister was too young and a big scaredy cat, so she would have ended up scaring herself if she was trying to prank them. But we have no idea who slash what she saw in the window was. They never showed up again, or she didn't see them. Weird. Be surprised, especially since there's a... There's a man in the thing with them. Weird. Too paranormal. Yeah, desperation will also keep someone employed sometimes. All right. Ew, he wears the same clothes every day. Ugh. Okay, I'm gonna change the title because they wrote it wrong and you can't change the title once you put it on Reddit, to be honest. Is the universe trying to tell me, 26 female, something about this guy, 25 male? So I'll preference this by saying that I'm a very logical person and I'm an engineer who always tries to find the most logical solution and reason for everything. But this story is the weirdest thing that has happened to me. In middle school, so I'm 12 years old, I met a guy. We weren't speaking at the time, but I noticed him and always felt some sort of weird connection. In high school, we started talking. It was never constant. Sometimes I would ghost him, sometimes it was him. But somehow this gut feeling of connection was still there. We had these deep conversation and then nothing. Very on and off, but he was still kind of there. During that time, I started noticing some weird coincidence. He always seemed to come back at the right time, always with the right text, even after months of not talking. Mind that we both post nothing on social media and have zero common friends. After high school, we both moved on to two different directions, even countries, and a lot of things happened for both of us. But these coincidences continued. Like, after a year of not talking, I dreamt of him and then learned that his mom had passed away. This never happens to me for anyone else but him. Or I would just run into someone who looked a lot like him, and then he would text me the same day after a month or even a year of silence. It went on like this for years, countless weird coincidences and on and off conversations. One second. Just need some water, sorry. Two years after a year of silence, it happened again. Something happened in my life and I got a message from him. I was single at the time and started freaking out about this weird relationship that never seemed to end. So we started talking more, trying to see how things could work out. The coincidences were still there, bumping into him in another country, dreams, etc. I tried a little bit, but he wasn't capable of fully committing to this relationship and giving me what I needed at that time. At this point, I've just had enough and decided to cut off all communications. I'm not the proudest of this move because we were still trying to clear things up, but I just wanted something else. Right after I met my current boyfriend, the best man that I have ever met, it was easy and obvious from the very start. Finally, someone ready, someone consistent, caring, and trustworthy. But the coincidences were still happening. I even thought that he had hacked me because it seemed so impossible. But I decided to just never respond or reach out again. It somehow almost scared me. Today, 2.5 years later, after seven months of silence, I dreamt of him again. And he emailed me asking how I was doing. As I said, I'm very logical, not a very spiritual person. But this is just too much. At one point, just too many coincidences have to mean something. Funny anecdote. He shares my dad's birthday and has almost the same phone number as my mom. One number is different. So how is this possible? Maybe there is a meaning I don't get. What do you think? Did I read that wrong? Hold on 1 second. I can't find it. Never mind. Never mind. He calls you slow. That's horrible, Kimberly. Yeah, you... Sydney does have a point. You can say, at least you don't smell. Yep. Yep. You might be, in quotes, slow because you have brain cancer. And at least you don't smell. At least you can remember to actually bathe yourself. Yeah, I'm not sure about that guy, though. That was a weird story. But at the same time, she did try to make something work out with it. She was listening. So, I don't know. Just photos. Just 1 second. Sorry, my nose was running. I didn't want to blow my nose. You know, but I can play with plastic. I don't know, because it's probably because it sounds not something rude normally. I don't know. My brain's broken. Slime coming out of a wall. So recently, I was listening to an audio show on paranormal stuff. While they were talking about a famous haunting, something they mentioned was similar to an experience I had as a child. So this happened when I was 10 or 11 years old. The power on the street had just gone out, and my dad was checking to see if there was any fuses had burnt. So he was taking some time, and my mom and sister went with him to help him for holding the lantern. But I stayed in the living room, which is on the second floor, since I thought three people was more than enough to check out on some fuses. I was laying on the sofa watching to the direction of the stairs when I decided to stand up, and I turned and saw how on the wall on the opposite direction where the hue was this huge shiny green like slime. It looked like it was coming out of it. Obviously, I didn't stay still and immediately ran down the stairs to where my family was. When I told them what I had seen, when I told them, they went to see what the fuss was all about, but there wasn't anything on the wall. Then they proceeded to laugh at me. My dad even grabbed my foot from under the stairs to scare me. Other than that, I only have had one other unexplainable experience in that house. A locked down door being opened while only my dog, a pug, and I were in the house. Especially because it happened while I was taking a shower. Since my dog is unable to open doors, I didn't have the key to that door. I couldn't really explain how it even happened. On both occasions, my family told me I was probably sleeping or imagining the whole thing, but that wasn't the case. And sorry for any mistakes. English isn't my first language, And it's the second time I've ever posted on Reddit. And that's fair. So actually, it was not badly written. I hit the mic and I think everyone's brain's broken. But yes, I get that. Yeah. Alright. I'm gonna find one more paranormal story and then we'll call it for the night. We're gonna find a longer one, just hold on. Maybe it won't. Oh. Okay, here we go. Find one that's longer. Alright. Ooh, okay. This one I'm gonna have a little troubles with. The person went a little block heavy on a couple paragraphs. Lady in purple. I'm pretty sure I saw a ghost. Just for a little bit of context, I live and was born in England, but I'm Italian and my family owns property in Italy. We used to drive over from England to Italy for the summer school holidays. One of these years we went to, Imola Rugna. Sorry, it's Italian and I don't speak Italian, which is where my granddad's village is situated. Whilst driving through, we decided to visit the local castle, the castle of Bredi. I must have been around 6 or 7 years old. The castle, from what I remember, has staff and is more of a museum. I'm not going to go in and out of the details. I'm just going to keep it real brief. Whilst in the castle, we were walking around all the halls. We saw all the normal castle stuff, like torture equipment, old paintings, the museum, curiosities from the era. My mom read a little information boards to me about the castle, which I really didn't listen to. As a kid, I only wanted to see knight armor and weapons. I wandered off a bit from my mom, but no more than around the corner of one of the corridors. From what I remember, the corridor was bright and well lit. It was just in a normal corridor, nothing special. Not like a bedroom or a creepy cellar. Just a long, fancy corridor. This is when I saw a woman walking towards me. She wasn't directly heading towards me. She was just walking down the corridor towards where I just came. She was walking at some pace as if she was late for something. For a split second, I saw nothing wrong with this until I really looked at her. She wasn't see-through or smoky or anything like that. If that would have been the case, I would have definitely run off screaming. Her skin was super white with a yellow tinge and a big dark purple bags under her eyes. Her eye bags looked like they were bruises, purple and black in color. She looked really sick. It was like how old horror movies depicted people raising from the dead. She was wearing really strange attire. She was dressed in a medieval style purple dress with a high collar. There was nothing modern about the dress. Her clothes weren't like goth clothes or some aesthetic style. She was definitely in a period type of clothes. She went to almost past me. She stared directly at me. She looked annoyed, but not at me. Just like she was pissed off and just happened to see me. She held her gaze for longer than you would look at a stranger, as if she was shocked that I could see her or was godsmacked by how rude I was being. Of course, I don't know why she looked at me like that, but it did seem like she was not happy. She walked off down the corridor and out of sight. I then went to find my mom and told her about the whole situation. She just asked me, "It must have been an actor." She then just carried on walking. The woman in the purple dress must have had to pass her. The fact that she didn't seem spooked at all made me just forget about it. I didn't think anything of the situation for years. It has been about 5 years ago, 15 years ago from the event. I was talking about what happened. I wasn't necessarily saying I saw a ghost, just retelling what I saw. My mom just stopped and looked really uncomfortable. I said, "What?" She went on to explain her what she remembered from that day. She said, "I came to her really upset and scared of a lady in purple that I saw." She then said, just as I remember, that she believed there must have been an actor. My mom then went on to explain, as we were leaving, she spoke to a reception staff and asked if there were any actors or some kind of show on, and they said no. She then mentioned what I had just seen to the staff. The staff member that replied was something like, "Yeah, people see stuff like that here," in a really casual manner. She never mentioned this to me, as she knew I would be freaked out. She didn't bother mentioning it to my dad, as he's super overthinker. He's cynical. He's super cynical. That's the word I was looking for. She also didn't tell any of my siblings, as she didn't want to upset them either. Years later, I'm thinking about it now. I keep listening to supernatural and paranormal audiobooks on YouTube, like the one from Let's Read. I still don't know what I saw. I've never had that type of imagination as a kid. I never had imaginary friends or suffered hallucinations. I have a good imagination, but never anything like this. Looking into the castle history, there have been ghost sightings there before, but who knows? The ghost that wanders is apparently a male in armor. I don't really believe in ghosts or spirits, or what I saw was, but what I saw was weird, and I just want to know if anyone else has had similar experiences of seeing people. Also, apologies for bad spelling or grammar. No, you did pretty good, dude. Been in the bathroom for 40 minutes. Are you kidding me? Duchess of Darkness. She was the woman in the purple dress this whole time. You must have been in a rush to go get some stories done. Alright. Well, that was the last story, so... You're just ticked off because someone was getting in your way to go narrate stories. It seems right. I can have resting bitch face at times. That's for sure. Been trying to work on it. Not having that resting upset face anymore. Or give him a bath. Yep, write him up or give him a bath. Just go on the roof. Go into the ceiling, pour water on them. I'm assuming for whatever reason that it's a suspended ceiling so you can do stuff like that. My brain's weird. It's not my fault. I blame gravity. Because I always blame gravity. So going live on Sunday is going to be more horror stories. So the fictional stories. And then the week after, I haven't decided if I want to do Glitch in the Matrix or if I'm going to do Creepy Encounters yet. I'm leaning on to Creepy Encounters because it's going to be collab with Marie's Field of Nightmares. And I kind of want to get that out sooner than later. And then I all can do Glitch in the Matrix, not the week after, but the week after that for my true stories for you guys. Even though I know you guys love Glitch in the Matrix, I also love to do collabs. I have a collab problem. My problem is I don't do enough collabs. Yes, I love Marie as well. She's really good, really sweetheart. I love Marie. I have known her before she was an Airiner. I just didn't know that. Sneaky girl. All right. Well, thank you everyone for joining me this evening. I hope I read enough stories for you guys. I did a lot of little short ones for you. There we go. So next week I will have on, like I said, Scream Labs. Want to say Stream Labs, but that's I did that once to her. So anyway, so thank you guys so much. I hope you all have a very good evening, and I will see you next Friday. Take care, guys.